Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam Moderator. We'd like to mention a few measures that we believe are relevant. To urge states, agencies, and international organizations, regional and sub-regional, and other stakeholders to continue to promote the promotion of all human rights and to prevent gender violence in humanitarian actions that they take, guaranteeing that there is equitable and inclusive attention, especially for the groups that are considered to be vulnerable, among other aspects, to avoid any and all forms of discrimination based on gender, age, ethnic origin, human mobility, and disabilities, strengthening the active role of the affected communities affected by the humanitarian crises and disasters, as well as accountability to guarantee that the response will be a quality level response. To continue to urge all humanitarian actors to achieve better levels of association and coordination with the public stakeholders in the private sector, academia, scientific community, to guarantee the effectiveness and efficiency of the humanitarian assistance, and especially to continue to promote the public, the private partnerships in humanitarian actions, promote a better coordination between humanitarian efforts and development actions taken by the countries, defining strategies which will work over the medium term and the long term to reduce the vulnerabilities and risks and to prevent conflicts as well. It's important for the response to have a focus which is based on international human rights law, and that makes it possible to identify and meet the needs of individuals. Then there is the strengthening of the interoperability between the various stakeholders involved when tackling the needs of the individuals who have been affected by disasters or who are in a humanitarian crisis situation. Operational coordination must favor not only providing opportune or timely assistance, but also effective and comprehensive assistance, strengthening the role of individuals and communities that are affected, strengthening the leadership of states as primary responsible entities of humanitarian assistance on their territories. The coordination must be carried out using international tools, regional, sub-regional, and national tools, in order to integrate everything which is offered by an increasingly diverse group of stakeholders. Finally, to creatively promote the use of new technologies to supplement the ancestral knowledge, traditional knowledge, in an inclusive way. Thank you very much.